Ephesians chapter number 3, starting at verse number 20. I'll read you the same verses I've read the last three services. Two services, this makes the third. Amen. Typically don't do things this fashion, but I've settled in here and it's been helping me. I hope it helps you.
Yes, Lord.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing here tonight for the third. I guess, Sister Claire, you can just say number 3. He is able. Number 3. Praise God. How many believes here tonight?
Oh, yeah.
That God is able.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Amen. And I understand that's a very vast topic, and you could just list about, dozens of things. Can God do it? 100%. Yes, God can do anything.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Okay.
But the problem is, Brother Daniel, it's hard for us to program our minds and for us to believe that he can. We know he can.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If I'd say, Brother Tommy, you may, if and I know he doesn't, but if he would have cancer tonight, we could use the general term, say, Brother Tommy, God can heal cancer.
Yep.
And everybody in the house would say, amen.
Yeah.
Because we know God can heal cancer.
Sure.
But if it's you're the one who has the cancer and you say God can heal that cancer, it just flips the whole script.
Yeah.
True. Because then you got to have faith and say, is God really going? Can God really? I know He can, but is He going to do it for me?
Come on.
Is God able to do this?
Yeah.
God is able. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you something. God is our source that we can depend upon in the middle of life's roughest trials and temptations.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll go out a little slower tonight than I usually do. Hallelujah. Amen. He is a unchangeable God. It's some theologians and scholars and even commentators that I read after, they like to use the word immutable. He is the immutable creator, which means God is unchangeable.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
You and I change, praise God.
Right.
We change by age. Our face started off, we used to have a baby face, and now we're somewhere in the middle. Brother Anthony's still in his 40s and still has a baby face. Woo!
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Brother Ronnie's still got a baby face. I better quit with all that. Amen. But life changes, church.
Yeah, it does.
Come on.
If you stick around a church, you take a church changes. In 10 years, it changes.
Right.
Right.
Yep. Somebody asked Brother Dave Miller, I heard him, he's laughing one time. Somebody said, Brother Dave, he'd been up there 40-some years. He said, Brother Dave, has your church changed? He said, about 4 times. He said, the people that I've got now didn't even have 45 years ago. He said, my church has completely changed membership at least 4 times.
Wow.
Things change. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think about the automobile industry. Amen. They used to have to take a thing and start it, you know, and then we went to the electric start, and we sitting by the red lights the other day up there in Huntington coming home, and me and Bill, Bill's from Man, where Brother Kevin's family's from, and I'm from Gilbert, and we're still having a hard time to figure out battery cars. You can't even hear them running.
Yeah.
Don't even have to start the new ones.
Come on.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, things change. Amen.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Society changes.
Right.
People change. Governments change. Hospitals. I was out of the hospital for 5 years. I know it's quite a while, but it's really not that long. And last winter when I went back to the hospital, I mean, almost everything had changed by the way they did things. I was almost like a fish out of water. And just it's unbelievable how fast things change.
Yeah. All right. Come on.
Right. But let me tell you something. God doesn't change.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt that right there down about my fifth rib. Praise God. I was just pondering, you know, and just in my short lifetime, I heard Brother John Corbett talking before about his mama, maybe Albright, if I'm getting that name right, and she had died just not too awful several years ago, not too many years ago, she had died. But when she was born, the primary means of transportation was horse and buggy.
Think of that. Yeah.
You're talking about 100 years ago, the primary source of transportation in the early 1900s, latter 1800s, first part of the 1900s was horse and buggy.
Yeah.
And you take his memo, Albright, they used to laugh and talk about, she seen transportation go, Brother Dale, from horse and buggy to the old Model T's that you had to crank up. And then that's when the Great Revolution hit and they started locomotive trains, steam engines. Yeah. And she even seen the invention of the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all that? And nowadays, we got cars that drive themselves.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about things that change. So I was beginning to think about it in my mind today about things that change. When I was just a little boy growing up, I understand I was from a place where you had to pump the sunlight in. Amen. And that's literally, praise God, you got a big mountain here and a big mountain here. You only had about half the day sunlight. Praise God. Amen. Up where I come from. But you know what? Brother Earl, I was thinking about, nowadays there's hardly a job that you can do in this today's society that doesn't involve the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, when I was a kid, the internet wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
And now, 40 years later, I mean, most everybody in here, some way, some form, the job that you do has something to do with the internet.
Yeah.
I think about when I go to sleep tonight, praise God, that machine that blows air in my nose that keeps me and Ronnie breathing tonight, praise God. You know, that thing operates by the internet.
Come on. Come on.
Everybody, George got one. Anybody else got one? Everybody's letting the cat out of the back. Praise God. That thing downloads to the internet, and the doctor can get on there and look at that and see how you're breathing. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm talking about things change. Amen.
Yeah.
Society changes, but then everything changes. Amen. But I'd like to tell you tonight, amen, in 1908, or whenever Memo Albright was born, amen, 100 years ago, let me tell you something, God ain't changed one lip
right.
From 1908 to 1808 to 1708. God doesn't change, amen. Men and women change. Our ideas change. But this, I'm talking about what we're dealing with in today's society, amen, up until about 10 years ago or less, in America, in the world, really, we knew what a man and what a woman was, what a male, what a female. But somehow we forgot what that is, praise God. I'm talking about change, amen. People might change, societies change, amen. Schooling changes, colleges change, amen. But let me tell you something, God don't change, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He is immutable, and He is able, praise God. How tempting is that for us to look around at all the downtrodden in society today and everything negative, and we could sing the song of the blues, couldn't we?
Yep.
Amen. But I'd like to preach to us for just a few moments tonight. We need to quit looking at everything around us, and let's go back to a man by the name of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Amen. And Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the unchangeable God. He's still here tonight. Praise God. Isaiah said that everything that we look forward to, amen, Uzziah's train filled the temple. I don't have time to get into that. But Brother George, their trains were so long, every time they would win a battle, amen, they would add to their train, praise God. And Uzziah's train was so long that it literally filled the temple because he was so powerful in military might. Hallelujah. Amen. This was a man that had conquered nation. This was a man that a society had learned to lean on. And a society was upside down. Their leader was dead. Their leader was laying in a coffin somewhere. And society was upside down. And they were in turmoil. They were depressed. It was a dark day. But yeah, amen. Isaiah said that same year that he died and everybody was down, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. I saw God sitting on the throne. High and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Praise God. Above it, the throne stood, amen, the seraphim, listen to this, hallelujah, each one had six wings, twain it covered his face, and with twain it covered his feet, and with twain it did fly, and one cried unto me and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Hey, I come to tell you, he's still a holy God, and if the people that's going to get in the presence of God, they've got to be a holy people. I don't care what society says. I don't care what society teaches. If we're going to get in the presence of God, we got to live a holy life. Amen. Holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of the one that cried. And the boy and the house was filled. Amen. Listen to this. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone because I am a man of unclean lips. I tell you what Isaiah had to do. He had to see the Lord. Amen. And if we're going to believe that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which I ask, or I can even think, we got to see the Lord. Amen. We can't see society. We can't see sin upon every hand. We can't hang out with folks in the muddy grubs every day of their life. Amen. I tell you what you got to do. You got to look at him. I said, you got to, I'm going to feel the Holy Ghost. I said, you got to look at him. Amen. Of God that is able. Amen. What's he able to do? I tell you what he's able to do. He's able to set up societies. He's able to strengthen nations. He's able to pour out revival in America, and even more specific in Huntington, West Virginia. If we look at everything else around us, we'd say there's no chance that children's going to grow up. Amen. And they're not going to experience a move of God. I tell you what that is. That's looking at everything besides the one that's sitting on the throne. Amen. I said he's still on the throne. He's still able to do anything.
Hallelujah. Love him.
Sir, Lord.
Oh, to see him in this generation.
Yes.
Come on.
Our faith would soar if we would see him like Isaiah saw him.
Amen.
Woo. Amen. Paul saw him, and it changed Paul's life forever.
Yes, it did.
Woo. John the Revelator saw him, and I tell you, Brother Earl, what happened to John the Revelator? It changed him, and he left us with a masterpiece called the Revelations. Hallelujah. Amen. He was in an island called Patmos. They locked him away. They shut him up all by himself. He could have sat over there and said, look at me. I don't deserve this. They've unfairly treated me this way. But no, the Bible said he got in the spirit on the Lord's day. Yeah. Mommy wasn't around. Daddy wasn't around. Amen. Pastor wasn't around. Amen. There wasn't a preacher on the island, but he saw the Lord on an island of Patmos. And I come to tell us, and until we find him, and until we see him, amen, we're going to stay in the same condition that we're in. You got to see him. You got to look at him. I said, I saw him where it always was. Isaiah was dead. Society was downtrodden. But he's still there. The God that don't change. The God that has all power. He's still there.
Woo! Still there, Scott. Come on.
Is he still there? Oh, God. Let's move on here. 1 Kings, I did some reading back there a while ago. 17, 18. 18 is the main showdown. Amen. But the Bible said God spoke to a man by the name of Elijah.
Yeah.
Woo. And I thought about this. I never really thought of it like this. But Elijah prophesied that it wasn't going to rain. Now, we preached that. And I know Brother Daniel's caught this, but I tell you, it's hard to mow yards in the morning time, not because of the rain, but because of dew.
Dew. Yeah.
I never saw that little word, dew. Elijah said, amen, and God said, it ain't going to rain nor dew.
Neither one.
3.5 years.
Come on now.
No. No.
That's a long time, Brother George. Brother Anthony, you take about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I've seen in my day, amen, since I've been mowing, I've seen yards wither up. I've seen gardens wither up about 2 weeks. 3 weeks would be a long time. You wouldn't have nothing. Amen. You go 3 weeks without no rain, you're talking about dry. The ground gets big cracks in them, and the ground dries up, and you can't find no life. Great God. Amen. It went on, Mother Earth, for months and months and months and months. But you know what happened? Amen. Oh, Elijah, he prophesied. God said he's going to shut the rain and he's going to shut the dew. Oh! Amen. They wrote that book, $1 million for a drop, and they talked about them soldiers. I've told this before. They talked about them soldiers on the banks of Normandy when the Germans had them pinned down on the banks and they was trying to take the beach, or at least get on the beach and get a foothold. And they pinned the American soldiers down. Amen. For days they couldn't move. And they pinned them down. And then soldiers said that they drank the little canteen of water that they had them pinned down for some of them 2-3 days. And they said, we laid in that sun. It was either move and get our heads blown off, or just lay there in the sun for 2, 3, 4 days. And them soldiers said they would take the tongues out of their boots and gnaw on that leather to try to get just a little bit of moisture. Let me tell you, that's dry. Yeah. They said some of them soldiers, their tongues would swell up so big and bust open because they didn't have no water. And that's just a few days without water. And they wrote that book. They said if we had $1 million, we'd have gave $1 million for a drop of water. Oh, I talk about 3.5 years. Amen. Great God. Folks are dying. Vegetation dead. And Ahab said, save the horses and the mules. Oh, it's a dark day, church. Amen. When the king was looking at his people dying, amen, like flies. And he said, is there any way we can save the horses and the mules? That's where America is today. Yeah. America's a cess full of sin. And we're worried about the horses and the mules. Yeah. Amen. God, wake us up in this day. I said, God, wake us up in this hour and let us feel. Amen. Let us see him sitting upon the throne.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Well,
thank you, Lord.
Well, Elijah went over to the chair. What was it, Cherith? Went over to the brook. And over there by the brook, Cherith.
Yeah.
And the Bible said the brook ran dry.
Oh, come on.
Right. The Holy Ghost. I'm just trying to slow it down. The way slower than I usually preach there tonight.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes life's brook runs dry. Amen. Oh, God. But you know what God said? He said, you go down. I got a widow lady down there. And see, I have prepared her to sustain you. Amen. God took a widow woman and sustained his men in the middle of a drought. Oh, can God do it? I come to ask you here tonight, can God do anything? Everybody else was dying. There was no water. There was no food. But God said, there's a widow lady down there. All she's got's a little sun. All she's got's a little meal. All she's got's a little oil in the cruise. But that's enough. I said, that's enough. And he gets down there. Amen. And you know what she does? She makes the man of God a cake. Amen. Hey. And he said, because of that, God's going to put a perpetual, amen, meal in the bottom of the barrel. And God's going to put oil in the cruise. Amen. Why? Because he's able. Why? Because he's able in the middle of a drought to defy odds, to defy science. Science don't matter to God. A drought, it doesn't matter to God. There's nothing.
Hallelujah.
Exactly
thank
right.
You, Lord.
Glory.
Woo!
Thank
you,
Lord. Yeah.
Holy God.
Bless you, God.
Holy God.
So she goes out there the next day. There's a little bit of oil, yeah. And a little bit of meal,
yeah.
Enough to bake another cake.
Yeah.
I got to move on here. She goes out there the next day. Sister Dottie. And there's a little bit of meal and a little bit of oil to make another cake.
Yeah.
I said, God sustain them. Hallelujah. So I got to get to where I need to get before I move on here. So 3.5 years, I want you to see how bad things were. Amen. America's really not suffered, per se. And I don't want to get into this, and I don't want you to go say things I didn't say. But America's not an end time prophecy. Amen. America is not in end time. Probably we're not
right.
Bound.
Right.
Why? What happened? Well, it looks like we just planted some nose on our face. We're already self-destructing. Amen. Right here in this country
yes.
Right now.
Yes.
We vote in leaders that doesn't know God nor anything about God. We vote in leaders they ain't never read a scripture a day in their life. Amen. I come to tell you there's going to be time, church. We better know God. We better know what it looks like sitting upon the throne. I said, America, it's not an end time prophecy. Amen. God help us. Amen. I believe America is headed for trouble.
Yes.
Big trouble.
It is.
Big trouble.
Oh, God.
She's blowing up inside. Going down.
Well, that's another message for another night. I can't get scattered here. I've already on number 3 here.
Come on.
Amen. So, Brother Daniel, thanks God. I mean, we hadn't seen dry times like yet.
No.
The hardest time America saw, and there is a sermon in that. Hardship and hard times brings great people.
Come on.
Right.
Because it was them soldiers. It was them young boys that grew up in the 30s.
Yeah.
That was born in the Depression. Mom and Dad had to stand in soup lines and get cheese handed out by the government.
Yeah.
Amen. There was them boys.
Yeah.
Great God. That was reared up in the hard times of the 30s. That won World War II of the 40s.
Come on.
Amen. Oh.
Yeah.
It was them young boys. It was them young teenagers that grew up in them 30s when 45 got around and Hitler tried to take the world over. It was them boys that came up through the hardships that knew had a fight and saved America. That's why you don't speak German tonight. Do you know Hitler was about that close and taking the world over? Amen. But it was because of the grace of God. I said it was because of the grace of God. Things were bad. Amen. I said it was dry. It was a drought. Amen. They couldn't find nothing to eat or drink.
That's right.
All right. So can you imagine going through seeing all of that? And God spoke to Elijah and said, go up and tell him, get ready. 3.5 years of drought. It was really just, it was horrible. But Elijah said, get ready. It's going to rain.
Yes, Lord.
I was reading back and forth. Ahab didn't believe it. The king.
Uh-huh.
He didn't believe it. Look at this. We done lost everything. It ain't going to rain now. He said, get ready. I hear the abundance of rain.
Yeah.
Woo.
I preach on He's able.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
The king didn't believe it could rain. If you went out there and told the general public, they said, great God, there ain't nothing but dust. There ain't nothing but dryness. We've lost our cattle. We've lost our animals. We've lost our family members. We don't have no gardens. Amen. It can't rain. It's as dry as it's ever been. But Elijah, that man of God, said, get ready. It's going to rain. That's what happened. It rained like the man of God said. Amen. How did Elijah believe that? I tell you how he believed it. He saw him high and sitting on a throne.
Yeah.
I come to tell you, your problem is you see a drought. Your problem is you see darkness. Your problem is you see all the negativity. Quit looking at that.
Yeah.
Now look at him.
Yeah.
I said, look at him. He's high. And it's sitting up on a throne.
Hallelujah.
You can't believe God's able.
Look at him.
When all you see is the drought.
Come on,
come on.
My.
Come on.
My.
You can't believe God can do a miracle. Amen. When all you see is cancer, you can't believe God can do a miracle when all you do is feel bad and feel the disease attacking your body. You got to get off that and look at Him.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God.
Is there any sickness that God can't cure? No.
Never.
Is there any financial need that God can't move on?
Not a nary woman.
Thought about a preacher told me recently that a couple in his church had struggled financially. Struggling hard financially. Well, a lot of you don't believe things like this. It doesn't matter to me what you believe. And a man of God came by, a prophet came by, and said, and poured him out of the crowd and said, God's going to bless you. God says he's going to bless you. And God's going to bless you financially.
Yes.
Right. Does God give financial blessings?
Yes, he does.
1,000 times.
Yes, he does.
Yes. If we'll be faithful with the little that God gives.
That's right, brother.
Woo! Amen. If we'll be good stewards of the little that God gives.
Come on, man.
Amen. And we'll be faithful in the tithe. Amen. And in giving. Amen. As God has blessed us. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. And you know what? I can't remember the specifics, but he went from making a little bit on the hour to a whole lot on the hour. Amen. God moved them finagled, and tonight that family is blessed financially. Amen. If they would have looked at that, they would have seen all the darkness. They would have seen the drought. But the man of God said, look up. I'm sitting on the throne and I'm getting ready to bless you. It's your home to the place that God can restore. It's your house to the place that God can move. Yes, it probably is. If you're looking at all the downtrod and you're looking at all the negativity, but you gotta get your eyes off of that and look at Him. I said, God can turn it around. He can't do anything.
Yes, He can.
Woo! Yes,
He can. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Is our church so bad?
Blessed,
that we can't have a move of God?
Come on. Come on.
No.
Blessed Lord.
Amen.
Come on,
buddy.
No. I got a question to ask you. Who are you looking at?
Uh-huh.
Blessed Lord.
All right.
Are you looking at all the negativity? Are you looking at all the darkness? Are you looking at the drought? Because if you'd have looked at it like that, you'd be like Ahab, and you'd have said, there ain't no way it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But Elijah, he didn't see the drought. He saw it. Amen. But he wasn't looking at the drought. He wasn't looking at the animals dead. He wasn't looking at the families that had died in the drought. He was looking at God. And God said, it's going to rain. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight to tell somebody, I hear the abundance of rain. I said, I hear the abundance of rain. Where are you looking at? You gotta get your eyes on the Lord.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
Hallelujah. Is he able?
He's able.
Thank you, Lord.
He looked at that valley of dead dry bones and said, Ezekiel, yeah, can these bones live?
Yeah. Yeah. Yay, Lord.
Yay, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Thou knowest. Amen. If you look at the dead bones, amen, hallelujah, you'd say, no, they're dead and they can't live. Oh, Brother Ben Shaw preached this message about as good as I ever heard. Amen. He could say he didn't have no medical background, but he said when God got in there and they got saw what God could do and God breathed into them dead dry bones, he said ankle bone came to the leg bone. Hallelujah. Hey! And the leg bone gathered to the hip bone. And he got talking about all the bones. He said, before you knew it, there was a valley of a lot of people. Amen. I come to tell us right here tonight, it's all a matter of what are you looking at?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul said in Ephesians 3:16 that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, by his spirit. If his might comes by and gives me might and gives me strength and touches his spirit, great God, anything can happen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. God wants to fill you tonight with his fullness.
Hallelujah.
So I'd like to ask you the patriarch's question, Abraham. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Is there any wayward child too far?
No.
No.
Is there a mom and dad that's too far? Is there a prodigal that's in the far country that can't come home?
No.
Right. I'll preach it to you here tonight. How long have you prayed? How earnest have you got with God?
Yes, Lord.
Pray with spiritual awareness. Elijah prayed, and when Elijah prayed, Elijah believed God would and could move.
Yes,
he did.
I've been around men like that. I've been around John Gabbert. Amen. I've been around him multiple times. I tell you, there's something about old Brother John Gabbert when he lays his hand on you, Brother Dan, and you look at them fiery eyes of his, and he lays his hand on you, you believe. You believe that he believes that it's going to happen.
Amen.
All right.
And that's the kind of faith it takes. We got to believe.
Yes.
As long as it's on the drought, we can't believe.
Right.
As long as it's on all everything bad and negative, we can't believe. But when we look up like Isaiah said, I see him, your king is I die. His train filled the temple. Uzziah was a mighty man, had a long train, but God's train filled the entire temple. Why? Because he never lost the battle.
Lost.
Stand with me in this house.
Never lost.
He never lost the battle. Praise God. I said he never lost a battle. I had more scriptures here. I don't want to keep you all night. But I come to tell you, Luke said that God is able. Amen. We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He said in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that he had promised, what he had promised, he was able to perform.
Right.
I'm talking about Abel. 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God's able to do it.
Right.
Ephesians 3:20, my text verse tonight, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above.
Yeah.
I said he's able. Philippians 3:21, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
Yes, he is.
I said he's able.
Yes, right? Yes.
You need some more? You need some more for proof here? Amen. 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is
able
to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Woo!
Amen.
Glory
to God.
You believe once you're saved, you're always saved, Brother Jason? Sort of. I don't believe that doctrine.
No.
But I believe once you get saved, nobody can pluck you out of the master's hand.
You're right. You're right.
I believe once you get saved, you're saved until you backslide and you walk away from God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, do I believe you can continue in sin and live like the devil and live like the world and be saved? Absolutely. A million times, no.
No.
Come on. Come on.
But as long as you stay in the master's fold, you can be saved.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
You ready for some more?
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Jude said, now unto him That is
able
to keep you from
falling. Yeah.
He's able.
Anthony, you don't have to fall. We've got five kids, and I've held a lot of their hands going into the woods and going down paths and walking. And
sure.
I can tell you at the times they've stumbled and they would have fell.
Yeah.
But Dad had a hold up.
Had a hold up.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'd have fell, Brother Daniel.
Right.
Yeah. But they didn't because I had a hold up. And if I was able to keep them from falling, how much greater is God able to keep you from falling? Go ahead and play with the Lord. I preached what I felt like was on my heart here tonight. Maybe there's doubt in the house tonight. Maybe there's doubt. Folks are looking at the drought. They're looking at the deadness. They're looking at the dryness. And they said, there ain't no hope. But Elijah said, get ready. It's going to rain. It's dry, Elijah. The dryness doesn't affect God. Does droughts, does science, does nature affect God 1,000 times? No. Let's pray right here. Lord, rebuke this doubt. There's some folks getting ready to fill these altars. Help them get rid of doubt. Help us to believe. God, I'm going to believe you right here tonight.
Pray with me, church. We're going to make an alley right here in a second.
Won't you help me pray right here, Lord?
Yes.
Help us to get rid of this doubt, God. Is he able? Why don't you ask him? I believe he's able. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get these on the chest. Won't you ask him to do it? Won't you ask him to help?
The song.